The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's another beautiful Friday morning, the 15th day in the month of October 2021. We thank God for the gift of life. Good morning. Welcome to the question and answer segment of your webcast and radio for this week, Stockwatch. Stay tuned while I bring to you an update of the transactions on the floor of the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a positive note as the All-Share Index appreciated by 0.19% to close at 41,129.98 points from the previous close of 41,051.19 points. Investors gained 41 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.19% to close at 21.432 trillion naira from the previous close of 21.391 trillion naira. An aggregate of 908 million of shares were traded in 5,151 deals valued at 10.97 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 21 equities emerged as gainers against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. Champions Breweries led other gainers with 9.71% growth to close at 3 naira 5 kobo from the previous close of 2 naira 78 kobo. African Prudential and First Bank of Nigeria Holdings, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 7.81% and 7.31% respectively. Len Africa led other price decliners as it shed 10% of share price to close at 1 naira 26 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 40 kobo. Ecobank and Coronation Insurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 8.16% and 6% respectively. I'll go on a commercial break quickly. Stay connected. I'll be right back. Welcome back. Mr. Aaron Akebira, MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is right here with me to respond to some of the feedback questions we got from our esteemed audience in the course of the week. Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to have you here again today.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, let's see how far we can go. Here's the first question. A retail investor with 50,000 naira who is coming to the market newly, what advice can be given to such investors to make it big?
What the first thing I want to look at is what the person means by making it big. We want to turn 50,000 to 5 million, we want to turn 50,000 to 500,000, or we want to turn 50,000 to 50 million. I think the only advice I will be able to give is that one is to put at the back of his mind that he clearly defined his objective when he's coming to the capital markets. What exactly does he want? This making it big is looking vague, a little bit vague as far as I'm concerned. What is his objective? Once you get your objective defined and you're able to balance fear and greed, you're able to at least have a good outing as far as the capital market is concerned. But another thing I will tell you, 50,000, look for fundamentally strong stock. Don't look for a stock that you think that you're able to take as many units as possible. What if you should take as many units as possible and the results of the case?
All right. That takes us to the next question. Is buying a company just because one can get a large volume of units a better strategy than buying a high quality company, even if it means owning a small number of units?
Yeah. It's not just buying it to any company. Yes, there are stocks that are undervalued. There are stocks that are trading for 21 cover, for 22 cover, that you know that if you take position, you will pack as many units as possible, especially when you know that there is value in it. You don't just go and buy a stock at 20 cover because you feel that you want to pack as many as possible. It does not work like that. So I don't think that is a strategy. In fact, I will recommend that you buy small units in the performing company so that you grow your money. So it's not buying any large volume in any company because you want to take large volume. It's not a strategy at all.
All right, sir. Thank you for that, sir. Should I buy Access shares at the current price? That's the third question.
If you ask me, the price at which I think Access lost $9 to speak about yesterday, I really don't know why that stock is traded below $10. If you ask me from all we have heard about Access Bank and comparing to their quarter two outing and the increase in interim dividend from 25 kobo to 30 kobo, I was thinking that we are going to see that stock above 10 naira. At least, if I think assets is still viable.
All right, sir. Please, can you educate me on the difference between an investor, a trader, and a speculator? Which one is more profitable in the stock market?
This profitability is individually defined. It's subjective. It depends on what is your strategy. It depends on how you can gather information. It depends on if you are information savvy, how you can analyze information and release it to take a position. So that is what is profitable. But let me just put a difference between investor, trader, and speculator. But if you ask me, I would think that a trader is a speculator, a speculator is a trader. A trader is actually somebody who sits at the machine and buy or sell stock, which anybody can be now since stock broking firm and deploying online trading engine to their client. So once you are engaged in it, you are a trader. An investor is that person that take position in the stock of a company, not because they want to live tomorrow, because they have seen a long-term value in the company. They take position to be, it can stay there, begin to get his interim and final dividend, and enjoying a capital position without necessarily running away because he has made profit. But the speculator does not actually have to have emotion for the company that is buying it to. As far as they know that it's going to make a kill in buying the share of a stock, about the share of a company. It takes position. The moment it desires leverage, got into itself and walk away. And it will never come back to that stock, except if the stock begins to perform and be along its own metrics of making speculation. But an investor will not look for a company and put his money there. For one reason or the other, there are those that want to be on the board, there are those that want to have control shares, there are those that want to, because they understand that this company is going somewhere, to put their money there. So a speculator is, if you want me to put time into it, I'll say the speculator is a short-termer, while an investor is a long-termer.
All right, sir. Moving on to the next question. Is 11 PLC, that's Mobil, still interested in buying Capital Oil share at 7 Naira per share, or the deal collapsed?
I think Capital Market Hotel, it's not Capital Oil, it's Capital Hotels. That was what we saw. I think that was the 15th of June 2021. Capital Hotel wrote the Nigeria Stock Exchange of a possible deal between them and 11.1 PLC to purchase 51 stake in Capital Hotel. But 11.1 PLC is no longer on the exchange, so we cannot actually track exactly what is happening to it, but we can track that of Capital Hotels. But that circular of June 2021 is what we have heard so far about that day. So I wouldn't know whether it's the fifth or whether the deal has collapsed.
All right, so I'm moving on to the next question. Please, what was the price of MPF offer?
I think the person is talking about the rights issue that they just offered that closes due 2021. It was 1.50 kobo per share and the basis of 1 year ordinary share for one for one at 1.50 kobo.
All right, sir. Over 332 million FBNH already gone. As of today, could their quarter three become magic to the market, or how strong could the undisclosed news be?
Well, if the news is not public, you cannot actually determine how potent and how strong it could be, but it cannot be market. But at the bottom line, I don't think there's any non-public information surrounding the sales of the Fed Bank. But the first thing we saw, there was a 46 million that was done off market, another one was 433 million. That was done off market, and yesterday we saw 680 million units. And Fed Bank got to 12 naira comfortably yesterday, but it closed, around 1180, if I'm not mistaken. The only thing is that the quarter three, what might actually be quarter three, is that they are recovering most of the non performing loans that have been written up previously. And you know, we have actually been saying it that. at any time that First Bank is able to recover all the non-performing loans wherever they are performing. And that's it to get back to where it's coming from. And believe you me, if what went before yesterday and yesterday in the activities of LBNH, I believe that First Bank will close comfortably 12 naira today.
All right, sir. Let's take a look at the listing that happened in the market today. The introduction of the NGX shares on NGX. What is this listing by introduction?
You see, Nigeria Stock Exchange, as it was a company that was limited by guarantee and had members. But when it now wanted to become public, private, it has to be limited by shares. And it issued 1.9 billion shares and shares among its members, including the stock broker friends. And because it was private, and they want to provide the leeway by which people who want to exist or some who want to come in, the stock was listed at NASDAQ. I think the stock traded at NASDAQ last on October 7th and closed, I think, 16 and 15 cover. So, I think later today, between 2 and 2:30, the stock will be listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock AGX at 17. What listed by introduction means that the company has not showed any offer to outsider. That 1.9 million is privately held, which was given to the members of the exchange. So, listed by introduction, that they listed that original share on the exchange, which is still in the hands of private individuals. It is when it is listed by introduction, become a public company.
All right, sir. What is the importance of this listing and how can investors benefit from it?
What listing, when the company is private and you have a position in the company and you have any reason that you want to exit, what you normally do there is to seek the board, the company secretary. And the company secretary begins to look for somebody who can buy that share from you. And it can take years, it can take time looking for who to buy. But listing makes it give liquidity to buy and selling, the buying and selling of shares of a company. Like if a company is listed, all you don't need to do is to contact your broker and they will sell in 2 or 3, you have your money. But when it's non listed, become an OTC. Over the counter, you begin to look for, it's not like trade by barter. You have the stock, you need money. You now begin to look for somebody who has money and is looking for the stock. But when the stock is listed, the exchange comes between the buyer and the seller. And there's always a buyer. When you want to sell, the exchange will always buy for you. And when you want to buy, the exchange will sell for you. So it gives that liquidity and ease of moving out of the position and moving into the position.
All right, sir. Your last word for our listeners on how to take position for profitable investment in the remaining half of this month. And lastly, your number, sir.
We have just entered the last quarter of the year, and you can see that the top quarter was positive, especially the last day. The last week of September returned 3.23%, and just showed that the market is going somewhere. What I just would tell you is that look for fundamentally strong stock, take position, and you will not regret it. My number is 0802-300-9379, 0802-300-9379.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Aruna, for always doing justice to the questions.
Thank you for having me, Rose.
All right. This is where we stop for today. But it shall be coming your way again, same time, same station. I may yell sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Have a restful weekend.